Cuerda Seca, The Ancient Art of Dryline Ceramics by Kevin. Introduction to Cuerda Seca. Cuerda Seca, which translates to dry cord in Spanish, is a traditional ceramic technique used to create vibrant, multicolored tile designs. Originating in the Middle East during the 10th century and later popularized in Spain, Cuerda Seca involves using wax resist to separate glazes, preventing them from mixing during firing. This technique produces intricate and colorful designs, often seen in Islamic and Moorish architecture. In this article, we will explore the Cuerda Seca technique, its history, the materials needed, and how to create your own Cuerda Seca tile artwork. History of Cuerda Seca. The Cuerda Seca method dates back to Islamic pottery and was used extensively in the decoration of mosques, palaces, and other important buildings. It was later adopted by Spanish artisans, particularly during the time of Moorish influence in the Iberian Peninsula. Some of the most famous examples of Cuerda Seca tiles can be found in the Alhambra Palace in Granada, Spain, where the technique was used to create stunningly intricate wall and floor tiles. This technique allowed for complex patterns and vibrant colors to be produced in a single firing, making it an efficient and popular method for large-scale ceramic decoration. Materials needed for Cuerda Seca. To create a Cuerda Seca piece, you'll need a few essential materials. Ceramic bisque tiles, or pre-fired tiles ready for glazing. Wax resist, a liquid wax mixture used to separate glazes. Colored glazes or underglazes. Black manganese oxide or black underglaze for outlining designs. Brushes. Thin brushes for detailing and thicker ones for filling in color. Kiln. For firing the finished tiles. The Cuerda Seca process. Step 1. Drawing the design. Start by sketching your design on a ceramic tile. Many Cuerda Seca designs are geometric or floral, as seen in traditional Moorish art. You can freehand a design or use a stencil for more intricate patterns. Step 2. Applying the wax resist. Once the design is drawn, the next step is to apply the wax resist. Mix the wax resist with black manganese oxide or a black underglaze. This black waxy mixture will be used to outline the design. The wax creates a barrier between different glaze colors, preventing them from running together during firing. Tip: use a fine brush to apply the wax resist carefully, following the lines of your design. Step 3. Applying the glazes. After the wax resist has dried, begin applying colored glazes or underglazes within the outlined sections. Use a thicker brush to fill in the areas. The wax outlines will prevent the glazes from mixing, allowing for crisp, defined borders between different colors. Important: be mindful of glaze thickness. Too much glaze can result in overflow, while too little may not provide full coverage after firing. Step 4. Firing the tiles. Once the glaze has dried completely, the tile is ready to be fired in a kiln. The firing process will melt the glazes and burn away the wax, leaving the black manganese oxide outlines intact. Firing temperature. The ideal firing temperature depends on the type of glazes you use, but most Cuerda Seca tiles are fired at a mid-range temperature, cone 5-6 or around 2167 degrees Fahrenheit. Uses of Cuerda Seca tiles. Cuerda Seca tiles are highly versatile and can be used in various decorative applications, such as wall tiles. Add a touch of vibrant traditional art to any room by incorporating Cuerda Seca tiles into your wall decor. Floor tiles. For a unique, colorful flooring option, consider using Cuerda Seca tiles in a hallway or entryway. Decorative panels. Create standalone art panels using Cuerda Seca tiles to hang on walls or frame. Architectural elements. The technique is still used in modern architecture, particularly in Mediterranean-style homes and gardens. Advantages of the Cuerda Seca technique. Multicolor designs. Cuerda Seca allows for vibrant, multicolored designs that are rich and visually striking. Crisp lines. The wax resist method ensures that colors do not mix, creating clean and defined lines between different glazes. Efficiency. Artists can achieve multicolored tiles in just one firing, saving both time and energy. Durability. Cuerda seca tiles are long-lasting and can withstand wear, making them suitable for both indoor and outdoor use. Caring for Cuerda seca tiles. To maintain the beauty of Cuerda seca tiles, clean with a soft cloth and mild soap. Avoid abrasive materials that may scratch the surface. Seal tiles if they will be exposed to moisture or placed in high traffic areas, especially if they are used as flooring. Where to buy Cuerda seca tiles? If you're not ready to make your own tiles, many online retailers and specialty tile stores offer Cuerda seca tiles for purchase. These tiles can be custom made to suit specific design needs, or you can find pre-made options that replicate traditional patterns from regions like Spain and Morocco. Conclusion. Cuerda seca is a timeless ceramic technique that adds vibrant, intricate detail to tiles, whether used for architectural design or decorative purposes. With roots in Islamic and Moorish art, the method has stood the test of time, continuing to inspire modern ceramicists and artists. By following the steps outlined in this guide, you can start creating your own beautiful Cuerda seca tiles and incorporate this ancient art form into your own projects.